In an unexpected yet gut-filling turn of events, CHU Burger, located at 20 South Bowen Street, is back in the saddle again. This time in a giant pickle-shaped saddle. Intertwining the world of burgers with the actively popular game of pickleball. The Oscar Blues Fooderies Group, propelled by feedback and a belief in the cherished local burger joint's return, is forging ahead into uncharted territory, coupling the love for burgers with the fervor of pickleball at Third Shot Pickleball. Although the initial pairing of burgers and a racket sport might raise some eyebrows, this fusion goes beyond mere experimentation. It's a collaboration involving Oscar Blues founder Dale Katichis and his co-ownership of Third Shot Pickleball, which opened in November. Now that we've built a strong core team who are focused on the customer's experience, we were more than ready to revisit this opportunity, Katichis said. If there's anything else that I love more than pickleball, it's a good CHU burger. After Chewburger's 2013 launch and expansion across three locations, spanning from Longmont to Denver, the restaurant faced closure amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, it's making a return, armed with fresh perspectives, unique flavors and a culinary-focused leadership crew. The recent initiative involves temporarily installing a mobile kitchen at the Third Shot Pickleball Longmont location, functioning as the central hub for the club's social scene. It's joined through a warehouse bay door, serving up the favorite flavors of CHU Burger amongst the activity of the sport and adjacent bar. This initiative falls under the wings of Oscar Blues Fooderies leadership. Founded in 1997, the original brewpub's growth story intertwined with the burgeoning brewery. By 2016, the restaurant group branched out, birthing concepts like Cycle Hops Cantina and CHU Burger. Steering the ship today are industry stalwarts Dale Katichis, Jason Clark, Mike Gleason and Luke Snyder. With a track record of rejuvenating Oscar Blues restaurants over the past year and a half, Gleason brings a basket load of experience in launching and expanding diverse culinary ventures, and a passion for having a good time that goes back to throwing his own college parties. When I joined, bringing back CHU Burger was a frequently asked question. People in the community, and even within the Oscar Blues Network, were curious about its return, Gleason said. In exploring food options for the pickleball facility, we thought, why not CHU Burger? With plans to expand the pickleball warehouse, complete with a patio catering to CHU Burger enthusiasts, the restaurant group's confidence in this union is palpable, aiming to see the expansion in action by early spring. We're planning a grander celebration when we move the operation to the larger space, Gleason explained. This fusion isn't just about burgers and sports. It's about creating a vibrant, multifaceted community space. As he stepped into the adjacent warehouse under construction, Gleason clarified the initial setup and outlined the bigger plan. He envisaged an expansion that would include a larger area with CHU Burger and the bar, increased courts and an outdoor patio for events. And plenty of parking to boot on the vast property. As on point as the matches surrounding them, CHU Burger is serving up a tantalizing array of bites as exciting as a close pickleball match. Not content with just reviving old favorites, the burger business is unearthing a range of new dishes. Alongside their classic burgers and sandwiches, the menu will boast fooderies-inspired delights like loaded fries, cheesy curds and smoked buffalo wings. Chubb devotees will rejoice in spotting well-loved classics making a comeback, including the Burke Burger, the Crispy Clucker, and, without a doubt, the legendary CHU Burger. At 11:30 a.m., Charles Bailey from Hygiene entered CHU Burger with a grin, his upbeat mood owed to a positive report from his cardiologist. He decided to mark the occasion with a quality burger after catching wind of the reopening on social media. Surprised by the pickleball courts adjacent to the seating area, Bailey admitted, "I didn't know this was here." Reflecting on his recently placed order, Bailey nodded approvingly, "It's good to see them get back on their feet." An unexpected stroke of Longmont-esque serendipity unfolded when the Longmont leader crossed paths with Joan Harold, the marketing and development manager at the Longmont Museum. Harold outlined her intentions to bring along her family while rendezvousing soon with a friend equally excited about Chewburger's comeback. She stressed the importance of spreading the word to ensure the revitalized place flourishes. "We used to go to CHU Burger back when it was over on Ken Pratt all the time," Harold said. "We probably went there every other week, something like that. It was definitely one of our favorite family places to go. We were super bummed when they closed."